motho mongwe, one person. Definitions, motho mongwe, one person, one experience, one livelihood, or a singular divine experience. Gore, that, thokolosi, thokoloshi, a friend of ours whom we dislike sometimes because they like to play too much. His or her last scene was in the early 2000s, I believe. Today, him or her is hiding again. Emakhaya. Emakhaya, a place, preferably rural and full of primitives, where blacks are alleged to have come from. Races, different types of people who exist on earth based on true and not perceived differences. Mega mega, relating to the mind, of a proportion that can't be fathomed. A tricky witchcraft mind. A great human being, an incarnate of God, the high conscious mind, occasionally invited in by mind altering substances or rituals in Africa. Sirius constellation, a place far, far away where mama and papa are vacationing whilst you and I are on boarding school here on earth. Our penalty being the collision of the cosmic order. Ironically, let's get one thing straight. The language of Botswana and Basotho is very beautiful. It is dynamic and describes the sacredness of life in a vastly profound manner than English ever can. It's a simple language with many dialects. It has words for entities, symbols, and abstractions that English can't even fathom. Our language, like our minds, is capable of piecing together free-ranging words to derive a new meaning. Think about it. Amapiano makes a ton of sense in isiZulu. But in English, it does not translate well at all. Besides that, it also translates well into other indigenous non-Zulu languages, further asserting continuity in our cultures. I have noticed that the same cultural linguistic beauty exists amongst our kins in Southern Africa, other Bantu people, or so they are called. We as Basotho and our kins take pride in our cultures as it is a luminous piece of our mind. This is evident in how it is woven into our language, logic, behavior, and a general outlook of life. And yes, the manner in which we dream too. After all, dreams are often a continuity of our memories. We joke that despite the challenges we face today, we would choose no other entity given even half the chance. And we mean it too. Perhaps I should refrain from speaking on behalf of all blacks, but feel free to apply a general rule here. Black people love themselves, if anything, and it so happens that they are tied into their culture. It's really not complicated. Therefore, since they love themselves and are tied into their culture, and their culture ties into mine, therefore basic deduction here asserts that 1. I may speak on behalf of our culture. 2. I may approximate a lot of the stuff that I speak about. I am approximating here. I'm not saying that all blacks have a set of 23 teeth. Anyways, I, for one, enjoy how dynamic our culture is and how it overlaps the supposed provincial or national boundaries. For instance, I see a continuity between Botswana and Barwa, and AmaSwati, Ndebele, and AmaXhosa. AmaZulu and Basotho also have the same pride and fortitude that they claim gore it comes from someone called Ntu. We constantly have to revise this understanding, but it's okay. Piece it all together and you soon realize that we are indeed one large culture cluster. There is no real differences between us. Ironically, we ask ourselves the same questions on our origins and we are visited by tokolosis now and again. We can't be like the other races and draw lines. Why can't we be like the other races and draw lines on sand and divide absolutely everything, including the air? Simple answer. Because we are not other races. It's not in our nature as well to sort of divide everything. Let's talk about our hair. Our hair is curly and beautiful, hence why a weave would fall off at the slightest pressure. It's holding on for dear mama. Your hair is the type that grows counter-gravitationally in hoops. Take pride. It's rare for a natural hillbilly to defy gravity like our hair and minds do. Yes, we are obviously physiologically interwoven. Re motho mongwe o ithaileng a re modimontsho o kontle go yena. Tswana literal, we are 1% that has convinced themselves that God resides elsewhere rather than within the one. This is despite our paradigm incessantly warning us against this false notion. I had a dream. I still do. In that dream, I was wide awake, so perhaps it was a vision. Anyways, least shall I digress. So I had a vision where my role was set, and besides me were other blacks till eternity. And we were bound together by a mind that extended far and wide, and at its zenith was our culture. And you better believe me when I say that it all made sense. Not many things make sense in this world, but not in dreams, I tell you. Now and again, extraterrestrials come to this world to whip our butts because we have forgotten the lineage of our star seed. Lol, we believe in aliens yet have forgotten that we are the aliens. From Sirius. Ever heard of Sirius? Here's what modern science has to say. There are rules to aliens. They should look a certain way and should be in a position of some freaky high-tech tech. And Africans having neither are an anomaly we are yet to explain. In this truth, we have more faith than in our stock markets. Anyway, enough with modern science. Who decides that ish anyways? Well, they seem to forget that we live in a post-flood era and our tech has corroded over time. Now we are just left with the bows and the arrows and the mega mind in our possession. Others run shadow societies to discern our minds and our legacy. There's nothing that can beat that. Some say our bliss comes from our bellies, sort of like in the movies. Is hell going on, or is this a lay of insanity? Have you had a dream in which you felt you should share, but decided against doing so at the last breath? You know that this is an awesome dream, but chances are that many blacks have had it as well. So there goes that. So you opt to share the dream with your dog, but it just stares at you, leaving you hopelessly centralized in a lair of insanity. So you write books, hoping to learn in other races, as a form of cultural exchange, granted that they don't brand it as their own. Our history lies in museums, on mountaintops, carved on stone, inside machines, in the stars, within the bedrock of stories, and so on. Yet we are told that we invented absolutely nothing. Even the discovery of fire evaded us. Yawn. I am Baba Fire. Fire is my niche. Now you know. According to me, hell is going on. For the long and for the time being. Listen to me, there are great human beings across all cultures and races. However, we are fundamentally different. That much is clear. What's with this culture anyways? I don't know, nor desire to. It's likened to blissful ignorance. I suspect that it's a black bug nested in our brains. With all due respect, we should all aim to love and appreciate ourselves, particularly if this experience is to complete itself. From what I've observed, the indicator's already on and the future looks less stark. True power is a culture that gets adopted or mutated across generation. Think about it. Those who love themselves frantically stand a better chance of surviving the impending doom. Let's just say they will sway the doom because they have a collective understanding of what it is via the dream thingy. It is this spirit of capitalism-derived individualism that will cause a self-implosion of the West, plus their excessive fiddling. This moral corruption has caused a great deal of divorce from the order of life. Many read the scriptures of this world that speak about beauty, yet turn their backs and do the opposite. We are dealing with a severe dissonance case here. I repeat, we are dealing with severe dissonance issues. To be honest, who cares what I or anybody else who writes for that matter says? I assert that the state of being is endangered elsewhere, but in Africa, we have a solution. They said to us that dreams, visions, and magic is not the way because that is not what enlightenment is all about. Oh well, bummer. Who wants their style of enlightenment anyways? Science, astrology, maths, and all nodes of creativity are ours. They can be traced directly to us. So then, who cares about shallow enlightenment like theirs is? Do not sell me what I'm already in possession of. I know what I possess, and its quantities are much higher than yours. And I contain the original copy. So don't you dare. Black is proud. Hence it's ancient.